Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke.
I'm Danielle. We're so excited to be back at it for another episode.
Yay! It is a great Wednesday when you guys are listening to this. A great week ahead. Can you believe it's already July? I mean, I know everybody's like, time's flying, but like, what?
No, like I actually remember New Year's Eve like it was yesterday. So that's an issue.
It's like these past like few months have just been like entirely like blacked out, and it's just like we had like the beginning of the year and now like
no, it's really like the last real true weekend I had was, well, I guess before spring break, was going to Boston to visit
oh my
you.
Gosh, that feels like another lifetime.
That was last year. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it might have been. Actually, I realized that it was like truly summer when I was like sitting in my living room the other day watching the sunset, and I looked at the time and it was, well, not like watching the sunset, but, you know, seeing the sun go down. I was like, wow, yeah. It's 8:45. I was like, that's when you know it's like peak summer. Like,
I know. I love it. Long summer nights.
Seriously, though, I was like, it just doesn't feel like a true summer, but I guess there's obviously elements of summer because of the weather and everything. I forget every day that it's gonna, I walk outside in a sweatshirt like every day. I'm like, oh, I forgot it's 88 degrees today. Like, I'm just on a weird vibe.
Those days are over for sure. So before we get started with this week's episode, as you guys know, we like to highlight Black businesses, and this one should come to no surprise if you guys follow me on Instagram. It's at Lorelli on Instagram. Lorelli was launched in late 2012 by Lorel M, and basically she is just really passionate about things that are luxurious yet affordable for women all over the world. And they're all about just kind of being able to fit all different form-fitting silhouettes on all different types of people, which I thought was awesome. She like doesn't care who you are, you just want to look chic and classy. I'm taking this off of her about page, by the way, so I don't get anything messed up.
But also, like, I think it's reading cool. I was like, wow, this is very eloquently written. Like,
yeah, because I took it off the website. It says we take pride in manufacturing most of our products in LA, which is awesome. So they do a lot of domestic manufacturing. And Lorel herself was born and raised in Jamaica and has been in the fashion industry since 2010. And she actually went to FITM, which is really cool. So, anyways, I have this awesome white ribbed crop top from Lorelli. It's called like the chemo or kino crop top. I am just obsessed with it. You guys all need it. And it's just like a great way to support Black owned businesses.
So great. You're really selling me on it. I saw that you posted like the Instagram in it, and I was like, wow, I definitely want to check that out. So maybe I will. I poked around on the website a little bit. Very cute stuff. So check them out.
Yes, and they also just came out with these silk masks, which are absolutely beautiful. And I've just decided that I'm going to be purchasing a lot more masks because it just makes them more fun to wear, and you got to wear them, so might as well.
You do. You got to have, like, I saw that meme about, like, oh, I got my car mask mixed into my purse mask, like, because everyone has, like, all these different masks. It used to be chapstick, but now it's, like, masks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's honestly, I think, like, Lauren Elizabeth tweeted about it, or a lot of people have tweeted about this, saying how, like, what's the complaint? Like, you can go in public now, and like, if you wear sunglasses and a mask, like, really no one knows it's you. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. And you really do get used to like the breathing and stuff. I will agree, like the first few times wearing it, you're like, oh, this is kind of uncomfortable. But then I'll go shopping now. Like, I went to Costco with my parents. I was probably in Costco for like an hour. I like forgot I had the mask on, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's definitely nice. However, like, my mom and I went for a bike ride the other day, and like, we didn't wear a mask during the bike ride, obviously, but then we like went to a grocery store, so we put our masks on and we were like trying to breathe. Like, when you're breathing heavy and wearing a mask,
oh yeah, like post-workout, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, a little difficult, but you know, it's these little sacrifices you make for the safety of others.
That's
and yourself,
what I'm saying.
So.
I feel that. Perfect. I'm like, if you could, like, the healthcare workers are wearing masks like 12 plus hours a day for their shifts. You could wear one for 1 hour when you leave your house. That's just my tea. Or everybody who works, even if they're like a Starbucks employee, you have to wear a mask your whole shift. That could be a really long time. So
yeah, 100%. You can do the work for sure.
Put it in. All right. Well, on that note, this episode is going to be a little different. Not really different. I mean, I feel like this is the direction the podcast is going in, but we're going to talk about having a bad day. I feel like it's not even that this episode necessarily, like, this idea spawned from like having a bad day per se, but I think that it's important to be real. And while we want to be positive on our platforms and be like, yeah, life is good, sometimes you have a bad day thrown in there. Could be from a variety of different things. And I think it's important to be real and admit to that.
You had a bad day. You're taking one down. No, I seriously agree with Brooke. I think so. 2 weeks ago when we recorded, before my solo, when Brooke and I recorded, we were both having like a rough morning. And I did a vlog that day and so many people were like, thanks for showing like yourself in a bad mood. And then like Brooke and I were like, oh my God, like we should definitely talk about this. And not only just like, we're not going to be like ways to get out of a good mood because like we're out of a bad mood. Like we do that, but more of just like talking about it and like how it's okay to not be okay. We're gonna like get in. It's just gonna be very conversational, you know, maybe some mood boosters, but just like a super real podcast, how we feel. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think that there's like, the thing with having a bad day is there's no miracle cure, like, oh well, all you have to do is, you know, do this and then you'll be fine. Like, it's like, if you're if you're really in like a dark place, it's very difficult to listen to what other people have to say. And like, of course, there's things you could do to improve it, but I get that. I've had those days where I'm like, I really can't be around anybody, and I just lock myself in my room and like do my thing, and that's okay too. Yeah. So it's like all different coping mechanisms. I do want to say, we didn't even write this down or anything, but obviously what we're talking about is more so like, you have a bad day, but if you do want to talk to someone, we highly encourage that. We love BetterHelp, our sponsor, for online therapy, but also just like talking to someone in general. I guess in-person therapy is kind of like weird right now with Corona and stuff, so maybe try online. But it's very, I mean, let's normalize therapy. Like, I think you don't need a reason to go. If you just want to talk to someone, it's important.
I think it's so important. I think that's a great message, Brooke. It's very, very true. We're just kind of talking about when you're just in a bad mood, down in the dumps, which I think a lot of people can relate to. So I think it'll be really fun. However, you guys, speaking of bad days, we are now including lowlights again.
They're back. So we'll start with the lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights. Yeah. Hit the tune, whatever.
Highlights and lowlights.
Okay, well, I'll kick it off with my lowlight, I guess. We haven't done lowlights in a while because we were like, you know, these times in general are just really negative. But then we kind of like got back at it. We were at like a steady pace there as the world is slowly opening up. But I guess my lowlight is... And I go back and forth into these intense moods, you guys. I'm home right now, quarantined on Long Island, and I have some updates coming up, but I will be leaving soon. But at the same time, just being here, especially as the world is opening up, I notice is getting increasingly more and more difficult because I do see people going out and hanging out, and I'm cool to like hang with my friends in my small groups, but I really don't feel comfortable subjecting myself to hang in these like larger hangouts right now. Also being home kind of in some ways, which we can get into in the episode, but like, I get kind of triggered in some ways. Like, high school necessarily wasn't like the best years of my life. It wasn't like I didn't really go through anything like too traumatic, I will say. But of course, like, I think everybody has like those low periods of their life that they don't like to be reminded of. And I just, for some reason, I feel like I'm like reverting back to like my high school self, even just being here, like even in like the petty fights that I get into with my parents or my brother. I'm like, yo, I'm 23. Like, I have to take a step back. But it's something about being in your childhood bedroom that it's like, it's a little weird. So I've just been dealing with that a lot recently, and you'd think that that would have like happened to me in the beginning of quarantine, but I think now it's happening like 5 months in, so that's kind of weird. But
no, it happens. I remember we touched on that a couple months ago, like how it's just you start fighting with your brother again and just like little things like that. And it's definitely normal. And I've had similar things happen to me where feelings that I felt in high school have come back just because this is where you felt those feelings. It's totally just weird.
And you feel like you're in that space again. Like, I just feel like even in my routine, like when I, you know, drive and I'll like pick up coffee and then like I come back and I sit by the pool or whatever it is. Like, I just like sometimes it's almost like this weird sense of deja vu where I feel like I never truly like grew up and I still am that person, which is absolutely not true. Like, I've grown and matured in so many ways in those like 5-6 years, whatever it is. But it's just, it's strange. And I know a lot of people are dealing with that. So I just want to say that, like, I feel you. And it's that, and then it's like a delicate line, 'cause then I know that I'm going to move out and be sad and miss my family. But at the same time, you know, I think we're all starting to feel a little weird at home if you had to move back home.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's, like you said, so many feelings come back, and I definitely have noticed I'm having issues with like my independence. Like, when I'm at my apartment in Athens, I'm like, used to be my independent self, only have to worry about myself and like my roommate. But then it's like, when you come home, it's like there's so many different people in the house. There's, you know, you gotta help out around the house, and you, there's like different people are doing things at different times. And even like yesterday, it was a Saturday, but my brother was like, do you want to hang out and do stuff? I was like, I am so sorry. Like, I have online classes and I also have like YouTube stuff to do. And it's like, sometimes people don't get it.
Yeah.
Like,
just, yeah, I get
you,
that.
You get mm-hmm. used to doing your own thing. And then when you're back at home, it's kind of like you're trying to figure out the flow of like your family schedule. So.
Yeah. And I feel like such a brat sometimes when that all happens. And like,
oh, me too.
You know, things have to go a certain way or it's like cleaning day or something. And like my family's like, all right, we're all going to like do this today. And I'm like, I can't do that today. Like, and I'm on my own schedule and it's very frustrating. I think going from being that independent self to doing this, then of course, like then I make the threats like I'm gonna leave, and they're like, you've nowhere to leave to. Like right now, I literally have nowhere to leave to. But it's overall, I'll be okay. But there was some like lower points I think this week, and oh, I guess last week you did a solo, so like that last week too. Yeah. But I'll be okay.
No, yeah, you have a good mentality about it. It's all about like recognizing your feelings and like being okay with it, and just like going forward after mm-hmm. that.
Definitely.
So my low light's a bit of a TMI. I was debating on it, but it truly is my low light. Like, I just, it's my low light. Guys, I feel like other people can relate to this.
Or yeah,
like, talk to totally. People and this has happened to them. I have pretty much been on my period for what seems like 3 months. I know that sounds really terrifying.
It is a little terrifying if you need yeah. to explain.
Yeah, so after spring break, like, my period just, like, didn't go away. And I was like, okay, like, what's going on? So then, like, I had a televisit with my gynecologist, and she was like, okay, like, let's try this, where you take estrogen, and then you, like, skip the white pill. I don't know. We tried
that. Is estrogen, like, a pill?
Yeah. I'm not, like, shooting things up my arm or anything.
No, I wasn't sure, because I watched Michelle Reed's video, and she has to do, like, B12 shots. So now, whenever people have to take, like, a supplement, I wasn't sure, like, what...
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I know. Gets, like... I don't do needles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. No. It's just a pill. And so my period went away for, like, 2 weeks. It was, like, the best 2 weeks of my life. And then it came back. And then it was just, like, super light. And then, like, 2 weeks ago when, like, I filmed that video of, like, having a bad day and, like, we recorded that day, it, like, came back full force. And it's been in full force for about 2 weeks. Ugh. So it's basically just been on and off. And I'm just, like, sick of it because, like, I've just been cramping really bad. And, like, cramping, like, you just want to, like, curl up in a ball. And, like, I'm just not that type of person. I just can't sit around. So it's, like, been hard. And, like, I wanted to work out today, but I was cramping too bad to work out. And it's important to, like, let your body rest and everything of the sorts. Anyways, that's my low light. It's just, like, definitely affects. I get, like, these mood swings.
Yeah.
It's just not fun. So now we're trying where I don't take the birth control for 4 days to reset the system. So updates to come. But if you guys have any tips, please let me know. But anyways, my gynecologist is not worried about me that this happens. I'm okay. I am gonna go in next week just to like make sure everything's good, but like, yeah. So
I have two things to say on that. I've had okay. my fair share of period problems, I guess, growing up. And well, even still, I get definitely, even now I'm on the birth control pill, and it's very odd. For a while I had no period, and now I have back to my regular period. I get heavier than normal periods. I was just telling Danielle she needs to like up, this is like TMI, but like up the size of the tampon, because you can't use a regular, like if you have a heavier, like if you have a lot of blood coming out of you, like a regular tampon isn't going to cut it, you know? So yeah, I just said all of that, but then that kind of impacts your cramping too, so it definitely sucks. I take Advil liquid gels. Those actually really go, they help a lot.
Good
tip there. And then what else was I going to say about the cramping and everything? Oh yeah, and I find that it impacts like stomach stuff too. You probably get that too, like your stomach starts to hurt and stuff. It sucks.
Yeah, yeah. It's just annoying. Like, it's just annoying.
It does. It really does impact. Like, when I would get my period at work, I remember like when I was in the office, I was like, I hate my life. Like, it was miserable. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's the good thing about being like at home. Like, I'm definitely like, I'm not complaining, but I am complaining. Like, obviously, there's worse problems to have, but yeah, it's not fun. So, if you guys have any solutions, hit a girl up with your girl problem solutions.
Yeah, health issues are no fun, so I feel that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyways,
on a good note, I guess we'll do highlights now. I wasn't on the show last week because I was moving out. I can't even believe that I'm listing this as a highlight, but it is a highlight just because the stress looming over my head was there, where I was paying all of this money in rent for the apartment that I wasn't living in, and I just was ready to leave Boston. So I went back, I did a few things, and then I came here, and then I was like, oh, we have to go back and finally move out. And we went up, my mom, my dad, and I packaged everything up, and I did hire a moving company so they have my stuff in like a storage facility right now, and then basically they'll release it and like move me out when it's time to move. But it just feels good, you know, when you have something hanging over you like that. Like, a move is a very stressful event.
Tiring.
It is tiring, but then also just like the stress of not only on me, like I could handle the stress. Like I feel bad putting that on my parents, you know? So I was like, oh God, this is like a lot to deal with. But they're the dream team. We dealt with it. And I will be moving to NYC middle of the month.
Oh my God.
Yeah, very excited. So life is good. I really can't complain too much. It's just now I'm here for a few weeks. But it's kind of nice because I'm not paying money and rent for these next like few weeks. So
yeah, I'm so excited for you. And I know you're so good about being so kind to your parents. And like you're so thankful to them. And I think they want to help you. And they
Oh, totally.
And seriously, like parents, like I think we talked about this before, but parents really know how to move out. Like they just like think of these things and you're like, I just didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Like, they're just awesome.
And they always tell me, they're like, you'll do it for your kids. I'm like, I don't know how to do these things. Like I was like, we were watching a show last night and I was like, I have so many questions about like adulthood, but I feel stupid asking them. But like, I know that I should. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I'm scared. Like I get so nervous to hold newborn babies.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like, how am I gonna hold my own? Oh my God, I'm gonna drop her or something.
How do you like dress a kid? Like I'm nervous I'm gonna like break their neck or something. That honestly, like,
oh, I thought you meant like outfits. I'm like, girl, you can pick out cute
outfits. No, not like the outfits, like, but like physically putting the clothes on them. Like I feel like I'm gonna like twist them the wrong way. Oh my God, I'm like triggered. I it's hard for me to like think.
I know, like our baby dolls, American Girl dolls, were just like breaking their necks. It doesn't matter, like
yeah,
but babies, it matters. So we are not murderers here, you guys.
No, I just stress out about like, I do that where I think about random stuff. I'm like, I'm not prepared, even though I'm nowhere near that point in my life. But I just like, I don't have like motherly instincts, I feel like. So
no, I really don't think I do either. So we're in this together.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Oh no, we will. It's how you live your life.
It's all good.
Well, yay for Brooke. My highlight is that I've been feeling motivated again for YouTube. I think I talked about this last time her and I recorded. I just like, I don't know. I like didn't really know what kind of videos to make. And like, I'm still kind of going through that. But like, mm-hmm. I've had these like random creative spurts this week to film. Like yesterday I filmed a video going through my closet at my dad's house and it was so much fun. Like all my like old preppy
clothes. Wait, I saw the TikTok.
Dude.
Is it a video?
Well, I filmed a video after because there's so many more things in there that Yay. Like you're gonna die. Like J. Crew chino shorts,
oh my gosh,
collared shirts. Like it was just something fun to do, and I don't really know how people are gonna react to it, but like I had that inspiration this morning. I filmed a drive with me. I have like all these new ideas, and it's just like so nice to feel creative again because I was kind of just like in
so
this
great.
Lull. I'm just feeling motivated again, which is exciting.
That is exciting. I think especially for what we do, it's like very motivationally based, and
definitely
it definitely comes in flows, and you could get into like a downward period for like a few weeks, but then breaking out of it's really important. So I'm happy for you. Danielle's sniffing her essential oils right now.
Yeah, I don't know why. All of a sudden I was like, I need this.
Breathe.
I drank too much coffee today. I like my hands were shaking. Like, ooh, fam, that needs to stop. So
shaking. So now we'll hop into our current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Woo! Mine, I have two TV shows, both on Netflix. I kind of talked about this one. You said you watched Dead to Me season one, right?
Correct.
Yes. So I'm like almost done with season two. I just really am enjoying it. It's a really nice, it's a weird like genre to place it in because I don't want to say it's comedy because there's definitely some scenes where I'm like, wait, this is like low-key sad, but it is like very witty and quick and like
mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to like really describe it, but a fun show, I will say, if you're looking for something good to watch.
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know what genre you put in it. It's like mystery, but
true.
Romance,
yeah, there's a little thriller vibe. I just am enjoying it, and the episodes are only 30 minutes long, so that's kind of nice. It's nice when they're not an hour, actually, because an
hour's
hour
a lot.
You have to commit. Like if you're watching an hour long show, that's like a commitment. But another show, just briefly, that I started with my parents, it's only a 4-episode miniseries, and it's called Evil Genius, and it's about this whole like string of murders in this town in Pennsylvania, and like one of them happened with like I won't give it away, but like it started with a bank robbery, but the guy robbed the bank with a ticking time bomb like on his neck, and like it was like he was like a hostage. It was crazy. And it goes into like the story of that and like the police investigation. I just have been into like murder mysteries. I can't watch them alone, but when I watch them with my family, it's good. Yeah, because when you watch it like alone in bed, I get spooked.
Uh-uh, no,
yeah, and I'm like, they're in my house. Like I convince myself.
Oh yeah. Wow. I saw you were watching that. I was like, what the heck is that? But I'm kind of interested.
Yeah, we've been into those because it's good. Like, that's a good category to watch with, like, family, I find. Because sometimes for, like, a sitcom, it's difficult to, like, agree. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's hard to find something that's, like, good for everyone. But with these, they're miniseries, number one. So it's, like, 4 to 8 episodes. So you're not, like, committing to, like, a 5-season show or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. No, I do. That is that's easy to watch.
A good category. And definitely family appropriate, too. So that's nice.
Oh, hey, we love that. There's nothing worse than a sex scene with your family. Like, I don't care how old you are.
What do you
it's
do?
Awful.
You did, I know you go on your phone.
I go on my phone, or if I can feel it coming, I go to the bathroom. Like, if you can just tell it's escalating, what do you do? Or do you do
Usually, like, we all just kind of, like, awkwardly look around and fast forward. Like we're
you fast forward.
It depends if it's like really intense. If you could tell it's gonna last more than just like a 30-second like brief interaction. Like if you could tell like they're really getting into it, we're like we do. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
But we try to pick shows without it. We really do, because it's
yeah. Oh, totally. It's not in the cards. But I feel like it's hard these days. Like even like Ozark. Like I wanted to watch. I was trying to get my dad into it, and then I forgot the first episode. It's like
you can't watch Ozark with the rent. Nope. It's off limits. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is awkward. And it's worse with my dad. Even with my mom, I just can't do it. I'm like, okay, do I just stare and watch like I did? Like, this is fine? Or like, I just need to know. Like,
I know.
It's just so awkward. I just like can't.
Those
know.
Like sex heavy shows. Yeah. Those I have to watch alone. Like, that's like an alone watch. It's not even like a watch with my roommates. Like, those I'm like, I have to watch alone. But
like how, but I understand, but like if you literally don't know they're coming, what do you do?
I know.
And then like, it's like, if you fast forward, it's like you're acknowledging that it's weird and like,
it's uncomfortable no matter what. But when they really get into it and it's like, nah, like fast forwarding is a better option than like forcing yourself to watch.
Yeah, that's fair.
Cause then I go to the bathroom and my parents are like, you're missing the whole thing. And like, but I've never done that like during a sex scene. Like I just mean if I go to the bathroom like in the middle of the show, they're like, you couldn't have watched it gone in between episodes. Like they're very attentive people. Like I go on my phone for 2 seconds, like pay attention. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. Like I
would. Yeah. My family's like that too. Like, Danielle, what are you doing? I'm like, stop.
Like, yeah. Like you can casually go on your phone during some Netflix shows. Like you don't.
Yeah.
But then I'll miss it. Like I'll literally go down for 2 seconds. I miss the most important part. My mom's like, see, you missed it. I'm like, okay.
Dude, Delaney snipes at me. Like if we're watching a show that like she's seen, but like I haven't. She's like, Danielle, you literally just missed it. I have to rewind. Like this happens a lot. I'm like, shit. But anyways.
We're just like casual phone users like that though.
Yeah. We're just casual. And like Delaney will play games on her phone of things she's already watched,
but I guess like, the first time she's a big like attentive watcher.
Yeah, but everyone's different. Yeah. I actually don't know this about you. Are you a movie talker?
Oh yes. Oh my gosh,
dude, we would be such good roommates. I am too.
I've never told you the story, but
oh my god, what?
The last guy that I was chatting with, we like watched shows together. And he like basically told me like shut up, like he was like you have to stop, and I was like this is so humiliating. Like I was like, I didn't realize it's that bad. He was like, no, like actually like you're kind of like ruining my experience, and I was like, oh my god. Yeah,
oh my god, I've kind of gotten told that, but not that extreme. My god,
I know. I feel like I think I'm gonna put it like in a dating app bio or something, like I talk during movies or whatever, because like that's funny. But I feel like people take that very seriously. They're like offended by that. Do you talk during the movie theater or only at home? That's a big one.
Oh my god, only at home. I would never in a movie theater.
Just making sure.
Well, okay, actually, I'm definitely that person during the trailers that's like, oh, I want to see that.
Like casual comment. Because otherwise it's awkward if you're just like sitting there like staring at the screen the whole time. Like I feel like a little commentary is okay, but I don't know. I always do talk. My friends tell me to shut up. I'll be like, do you think that really happened? And they're like, we'll talk about this later.
I could have we could do a whole episode about this, because I get so mad, because like, I feel like part of like watching a show with someone is like the commentary.
So do I.
And, like, what's the point? Okay, so we're all just going to sit here in silence and then just talk about it at the end. Like, I have things I want to say now. Like,
or questions. I ask a lot of questions. Do you, like, when you're watching something and you're like,
I don't understand half the things.
Yeah, I ask questions, and then the people who, like, if you're watching with someone who's seen it before, they're like, they're going to explain it. I'm like, I don't care if they're going to explain it. I'm asking you now. Like,
yeah. No, I know. Like, like, that's like, oh my God, I feel that to the core. Actually, when you and I, Brooke and I do this where we watch YouTube videos together a lot,
oh yeah,
pause and talk about it. Like, I do, like with Delaney, I've learned now I just have to press pause and ask. And like, it's fine. Like, she's happy to explain. Why? But like, oh my God. Sorry, what?
That just takes up so much more time than like just letting it go. Like,
trust me, I feel you, sister. But some people you need to find, like with Ryan, I have to pause it and we have to chat because, like, I don't know, everyone's just got their own thing. I actually feel like most people aren't movie talkers.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I would say we're in like a slim percentage.
I just think we're just talkers in general.
I know. I can't sit next to someone silently. Like, I want to say something. Like, I can't just like sit there and be like, yo. It's good. Like,
no, literally, that's why, like, when Ryan took me on our first date was to the movies, I was like, oh great, like, let's find out if he's a movie talker.
And oh my gosh,
sure as heck wasn't, but I just still did it. But it's just like, I want to chat. Like, we must chat.
Well, I mean, wow. Then you would have like figured it out quick from the beginning.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, he could have dropped me right then and there, but I guess he doesn't mind it. Well, because then we sat in his car for 2 hours and talked, because I was like, we're going to have to, like, I don't know you. Like, we're going to have to.
Yeah. Movie date is hard. That's very difficult.
Yeah. It was really fun. But, yeah. Anyways, I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, but the other night, my dad, my brother, and I were watching a movie, and I didn't really know that they weren't movie talkers. And I literally found myself asking, like, question after question. They never answered. And after question five, I was like, do you guys hear me? Or are we just, like,
I feel that, too. I'm like, hello? Like, anybody there?
Or, like, if you make a comment and no one says anything, you're like, okay.
Like, oh, I'll just keep going. Like, I just will be like, oh, they probably don't know the answer.
Wow, I'm just so happy we can relate about this. Makes me happy.
Me too. People are probably going to come and be like, oh, you guys are the worst kind of people.
I don't care.
Maybe it's my lack of focus. I don't know what it is.
I just, like, I don't know. Like, if it's, like, a deep, sad moment, like, I'll show. One thing, ooh, I wonder what you think about this, and then we'll go to the next topic. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Bachelor, how do you feel?
About talking during it?
Yeah, because I get mad if someone talks during like an important part, or like people if don't really watch the show and then they just like shit on it the whole time.
Well, I get annoyed when people don't know and like they'll pop in and be like, what's happening now? I'm like, you don't. My brother does that. He'll be like, who's that? I'm like, you're not even watching. Like,
No, I know what you mean. I don't know. For some reason with Bachelor, like some of my friends that don't care about it as much, I'm like, please shut up. Like, they're an important date right now. I want to hear what he has to say about their future. Like, I don't know. That's the one thing I don't do, talk. Like, I like to talk, but like during commercials or like, I don't know.
I see what you're saying. I don't know. I feel like I usually watch Bachelor alone these days and I tweet, so maybe that's why I
oh right, you sit there and you get your phone ready.
I gotta get my phone ready and really be prepared.
That's true. That's fair.
I don't know. Bachelor's an interesting one, but shows that I haven't watched before, if you're a newbie, watch them with me, like, rip. Just that's all that I have to say.
Love that rip. If you're new here,
I'm sorry. Like,
oh my god, this might as well be called the movie talking episode.
But, like, I'm here for it.
Anyways, I'm restarting Outer Banks because I'm just obsessed. So
I saw that Danielle shows. And Danielle's like that person. She watches the first episode. She's like, not really into it. I was like this too, but now Danielle's rewatching. She's
watching interviews on YouTube of the cast.
I love those. They're so good.
Dude, it's so interesting.
It is. They're very good. I've been getting like prompted a lot of like shows. I just got one like why Lea Michele's canceled. Like, I get a lot of like movie like character, not obviously that's not Outer Banks, but like that's like all my recommended is these days is like
on YouTube.
Yeah, like interviews and stuff. Pretty crazy stuff.
Pretty crazy. It's very interesting.
It is
interesting.
We're into like now we're like commentators, I feel.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, whatever. Oh, also, one last thing on shows. Sex and the City, I've never watched, and Brooke was shocked.
I was shocked, to say the least. Another one, there is obviously in a highly, definitely a solo watch show. I mean, I don't think that there's like, I guess there is maybe some explicit nudity, but it's...
Oh, Sex and the City, you're saying?
Yes. You solo. Oh. It's a solo watch type show. Oh, yeah.
Most is solo for me. Yeah. So I'll stick to that. Well, I just like, can't believe I've never seen it. I've seen all the movies, though.
It's definitely really like iconic for the time, I guess. Now watching it, I'm not a fan of watching like, quote, older shows.
Because, I know, that's my
thing. But I will say this one stands out.
So you've seen all of them?
I've seen all of them many times. Yes. We like used to have it like on a loop in our apartment junior year. Like it was like, all right, like finish it, like start season one.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I love that. You know what I think it is? I think my version of Sex and the City has been Gossip Girl because I've done that with Gossip Girl because I want the New York vibes. But like reading, well, my favorite has inspired. Okay, look, can I just say my favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm finished. I'll basically say I'm finished because by the time this episode's done, I'll be finished with it. Danielle Bernstein's book, This Is Not a Fashion Story, I'm obsessed with it. And she talks, she refers to Sex and the City a lot in it. And it just makes me feel like in order to like live in New York one day, I just like have to read Sex and the City or listen to Sex and the watch. Oh my God, I cannot speak. Isn't it a book too? I don't really know.
I think it was inspired maybe by a book. Don't quote me on that.
Maybe I should read the book.
The movies are extensions of the TV
show.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've only seen the movies. I don't know. I need to like look at that.
The movies are like the sequel. That's the thing. Like I watch the movies first too, but technically that's out of order.
Yeah, I figured as much. Okay, yeah. So it's going to be a little confusing.
No, it's not. Because they really, it's very like, it changes a lot throughout the seasons too, because there's so many seasons, and like the first one you could tell it's kind of like the first season, and then they kind of get into their flow of it. But I will say there are some iconic episodes in there that like just timeless lessons, like things that you learn and you're like, wow. I'm like, I don't know. It kind of is like all about like being, you know, independent, like kind of like what we preach, I guess. I think you'll like
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited to start it. I just need something to like watch that I can like watch but also do things but like also inspire me. So I feel like that'll do it. But anyways, my favorite that I've talked about on the podcast in my videos before is Danielle Bernstein's book, This Is Not a Fashion Story. I would be done with it by now, but I just like don't want it to end. So I'll literally read two chapters and like make myself stop because it just, I don't know what it is, but when I wake up in the morning, I drink my coffee and I read like two chapters and it gets me so motivated. Basically, she's like she was one of the first bloggers on my radar back in the day. And her Instagram is We Wore What. She just has the coolest style. She lives in New York City. She grew up on Long Island.
She did.
And just like her story of like going to traditional college and then moving to New York City to go to FIT and then dropping out of FIT to kind of like keep doing blogging and like how she's like been so successful as an influencer, but like also like her dating life in New York City, and she gets like really juicy and like, I don't know why. It's just been like such an interesting book, and it's just like really got me in my NYC vibes again. So I'm like living through Brooke, but seriously, such a good read if you're like an inspiring influencer blogger. Like I don't know, some of the influencer books I'm not really into, like How to Become an Influencer, but like this is just like her
I get
story.
That yeah, I think this is good because it's more like autobiography
totally
vibe versus like tips per se. And yeah, I think it's a great place to start if you don't know who she is. I think, you know, it's probably really cool if you know who she is, but I didn't really know much about her. So I was like, let me pick up this book. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize how much we shared in common and things like that.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really interesting too. Definitely. It wasn't like the best book ever, but I will say it was inspiring for what we do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not like, if you really don't know who she is or like don't really care about this, like it's not like a must read, but I just like, I don't know. It's very like Gossip Girl vibes too.
It is,
very like brand name. So it's definitely like, it's pretty materialistic at times, but just like such an interesting
Danielle and
read.
I just had like our full like breakdown. I was like, okay, like some of like the dating stories, I was like, I don't know how, like, I don't know.
No, literally, it's like the first page of the book. When I woke up next to a male model, that's the day I knew I was writing a book. Like,
yeah,
like that's just like, okay, like wow. Go you, sis. She's just like, she honestly lives like a life I want to live post-college. So it's just like fun to read.
Yeah, definitely. And it made me buy the stuff from her Macy's line, so I guess I'm influenced.
No, I mean, her business skills are absolutely incredible, and like she really talks about how she likes to like if she designs a clothing item, how involved she is, and like I honestly never knew it, and it's just like you can learn a lot. She teaches a lot of lessons in it. So anyways, that's been my favorite. I also, my dad last night, he had a Kindle on his coffee table, and I was like, Dad, you got a Kindle?
He's like, a reader.
Yeah, but he hates it. He was like, I do not like it. I can't return it anymore. Do you want it? So I have it now. I'm really excited because I think you and I were talking about how iPads are hard to read in the sun,
very
but
hard.
Kindles you can. So I don't know what Kindle this is, but I'm hyped.
I think any of them you could pretty much take in like outside, inside.
Yeah, I'm into reading.
Who's a reader? Yeah, it
a
is.
A reader.
Summer reading hits diff though, because you can take it outside. You could
so
do it
good.
In the morning while you drink your coffee. Like it really, it is special.
It is so fun. So this episode is just so rambly, but like I'm here for it.
I know.
So
this is what happens when Danielle and I actually don't FaceTime during the week. We have more material, actually.
That is very true. We haven't talked in so long like this.
Properly so. On the phone. We text every day, like a full convo every day. But it's, yeah.
It's kind of wild. We Snapchat, we Instagram DM, we Twitter DM, and we text all the same
all day. Oh, TikTok DM.
And TikTok. Oh, yeah. Oh, I send Brooke lots of TikTok. You send me TikToks, too. I feel like I send you a lot, though.
Yeah. Probably. You send me, like, more. Yeah, because you're, that's, like, the whole thing. Now, like, what side of TikTok are you on? What?
Yeah.
I don't have one specific, like, side. I get random videos, but the algorithm knows me so well because my, like, all of the things that are on that page I genuinely like. Like, it could be so random, but I pretty much like everything.
It is wild. Like, does your brother have a TikTok?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at his For You page versus yours, it is the funniest thing.
I have never done that. I feel... I've heard that it's wildly different, though, because I've heard from friends, like, what's on theirs, and I was like, I've never even seen that thing on TikTok before, so...
It is... Dude, like, I went through... So, Ryan showed me his. It's, like, guys in camo fishing, and, like... workout hacks, and then my brother's is all soccer. It's just like, whoa, like,
wow. Mine's really
not that at all. Yeah, isn't it crazy?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. I get a lot of like coffee orders, like food. I got like I get a lot of like day in the life, like mini vlogs. So I got like a day in the life of like a flight attendant. I was obsessed.
Oh, I got that one. So
good. So she's good. So cute. I told a bunch of my friends post grad post grad like me. I was like, you guys should do day in the life of like your job on there. Like, I feel like it would be interesting.
Yeah. No, those are so cool.
Just like little mini. You basically like snap take like clips almost on Snapchat, and then you combine them all.
Oh, totally. No, there's like, so I send Brooke a lot of these TikToks, the manifestation ones.
So good. They're so good.
So good. And I was like, I want more of these in my feed. So I went to a couple of accounts and I just liked them all. And sure enough, I've been getting more of them in my feed. They're so good. But like, I think the ones I get mostly are dancing and just like funny.
I get a lot of dancing too.
Ones.
I get some dance tutorials and I'm like, all right, I guess the algorithm's telling me I got to get up.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so fun. It's so fun.
It is fun. I do really enjoy it. For a while I was on the Animal Crossing side of TikTok for a while, and then I stopped liking them because I was like, it's too much, like it was my whole feed, you know.
Yeah you gotta stop, because then it's like, okay, like
once you like, I'm telling you like one too many though, and then you end up like your whole page is just that. So
oh yeah, I mean, I can't lie, like I'll see a couple food ones that I think are cool. I just don't like them because I personally don't want my TikTok to be all food. It'll make me hungry.
Smart. That's actually really smart. Yeah, I definitely like, just I don't just really follow them. Like it's not really so much as like tutorial based like for the food. It's like a lot of like what I eat in a days, or I love the Starbucks ones. There's these new ones where it's like, hi, like what'll you have, and then they'll say like, I want a grande like white mocha base with like, it's like these exuberant drinks that I would never order. Whoa. But I just like love what, like it's so satisfying. I'm like, whoa,
like that makes that's so cool.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I think I saw Keaton did one of those, or she tried one of them. That's the only one I've seen. See, I don't see any of those. That's so crazy.
It is crazy. TikTok is really where it's at. I can't believe that we crapped on it a while ago. I'm sorry.
If we go back to like...
We were like, we're never going to be on that app.
Oh my God. I would literally like... Yeah, I'm just embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
I am too. I'm sorry to everybody who we offended. But it just shows a lot of growth. Yes. You know,
lots of growth. It does happen like that. Oh my gosh, I love it. Oh my gosh, are we done with the intro? I'm sad.
Yeah, that was our full catch up, you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed.
So now we're gonna talk about, I'm kind of in a good mood, so I'm gonna have to get into a somber mood to talk about bad days.
It's okay that we're like, I mean, that's realistic though. Like today's a good day, you know, like 2 days ago I had a bad day, and I think, you know, maybe this week I'll have another like, who knows. And it doesn't have to be a bad day. It could be a bad hour, a bad minute. Like it doesn't have to be like that your whole day is impacted. Like a few days ago I was having a great day, and then I just had gotten into like a really bad mood. I like got into like a little tiff with my rents, and then I came up here and I was sad, and that happens, you know.
Do you ever feel like this will happen to me and I just wish I could snap out of it in the moment, but I just can't? Like you have a bad day and you're like, oh my God, my life sucks, and like it obviously doesn't, but you're just like, you have a bad day and you're just like so upset and you're like, wow, like I hate everything. But then the next day you're like completely fine, you're like, wow, like, that was so dramatic of me. But at the time, it just felt like everything was just falling apart.
Yeah, I've been there where everything's over dramatic. And weird. I mean, that's just like, that goes into the mindset of like, not even so much as manifestation, but just positive thinking. Like, it's once you get into a negative spiral, everything becomes bad. It's like, it's just like that thing. If you wake up and like stub your toe in the morning, suddenly, like, boom, thing after thing, you know, they mess up your coffee order. You got a bad grade. Like, suddenly it's like everything, I feel like. So I've definitely been there. And I think it all, I mean, it does start, like, your whole tone of your day definitely starts when you wake up. So if you can, you know, try to break that, or if you had a bad night, like, just wake up the next day and be like, I'm not going to be in that same mindset. And I know it's tough sometimes when you're like in the middle of a negative cycle, but just knowing that you have the opportunity to restart every single day or every single hour, like, whenever you want, I think that's really, like, important.
Yeah, there's like little time markers. I do that a lot. Like, I'll have a really bad day and I'll just like go to bed early that night.
Yeah,
you've done this before too. And it's crazy how, like, because if you think about it, when you first wake up in the morning, you don't think about anything that happened the day before, anything that stressed you out. It's not really there. Maybe like 5 to 10 seconds later, but that first like 5-6 seconds that you're waking up, it's like, wow, like, everything's okay. And just kind of like trying to like tune into that mentality, which is so nice. But even before, like, after that, like, I feel like a lot of times if you had a bad day the day before, the next day is just usually a little bit better.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, every day. But I think the message here is like that it's okay to not always be okay. And I mean, Danielle and I are the first ones to be like, you know, oh, this crappy thing happened to me or whatever.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, you've gone through, when I'm having like a real big moment, I'll think back to all of the times previously that I've like picked myself up and like been so, so low and gotten through it. And there's more than you can count, probably. There's times in your life where you're like, wow, I didn't really enjoy that period of my life, or, you know, that was a really rough time for me. But look, you're here today. You've gotten through 100% of those days so far.
Oh, that gave me the chills. That takes me back to, I think this was also another reason we decided to do this topic, is I posted a TikTok. I saw this trend going around where it was like post.
I
like
love
showing
that. I saw that TikTok.
Thank you. Yes. You should do it if you can like pinpoint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was definitely it was a very emotional thing. Basically, the TikTok was going through my Instagram and looking at photo and like pulling photos of days or like a period of my life where I just like really wasn't happy, but I kind of put on a face for social media. And it was mainly my freshman year of college. And it was just like, so it was very emotional. I was like doing it at night and I was like crying. I was like, holy crap. Like, I was really not happy. But it was like these photos where I was like posing and outfit and like, it looks like I'm having the time of my life. And it was just like, really, it was just like a really shitty time in my life. And like what Brooke said is like thinking back, like, oh wow, that time sucked. But like, I am so happy with my life now and the people in it. And I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. So it's just like, it's so crazy. And a lot of things take time.
And you've gotten through all of those days so far. And I've been there where I'm like, I'm not going to be able to move on from this, pick myself up. Like, I remember even feeling that way, like, this February, like, before quarantine and everything hit. Like, I was like, oh, wow, like, I'm just in such a low, low, low point. And I felt like I had no real friends. And I was just, like, so miserable. And here I am. And everything has kind of turned around. I mean, of course, we had to deal with this horrible virus situation. But, yeah. So, everything, you have to put it into perspective, I think. And I understand that, like, I also am a big advocate for your problems might not be equivalent to someone else's problems, but they're still problems.
Yes.
Because I hate those people when you'll complain about something and they'll be like, well, at least you're not like you're not, you know, you don't have corona right now, or you don't.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give like perspective examples, I guess. It doesn't have to be like that, but you could say, you know, I'm having a bad day, and they could be like, well, at least you're this, this, and this, or, you know, at least you have a roof over your head or whatever. It's like, of course, at least I have a roof over my head, but I'm allowed to feel sad.
No, yeah, I think Brooke and I always, like, in our podcast episodes, like, if we complain something, even when I was complaining about my period, I'm like, I am aware that, like, I'm so thankful for my life and, like,
yes,
those are my things, but it's okay to, like, be upset about things. And I think the important thing with that is having certain people in your life that you can complain to, honestly, and, like, feel comfortable talking to. Like, I feel so comfortable talking to Brooke about things. I feel so comfortable talking to my mom. There's, like, certain people in your life that aren't gonna like shit on you for complaining, because you need an outlet.
Yeah.
Or if that's a therapist, like, there are ways to like complain to people, and like, it's just so annoying when you feel guilty because you shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I mean, a therapist is literally paid to listen to you, so that's definitely
the best option, a
great option for people. And I completely agree. I think that you have to it could feel selfish when you're feeling those feelings. And, you know, I guess I'll just give some examples, I guess, of me being home here. Well, similar, I think everybody's had rough periods of their life. You know, Danielle was talking about freshman year of college. I had a rough go at it sophomore year of college, but previous to that, I guess there were some, and I can't even pinpoint like the years of high school. There was just periods of high school when it was really bad, when I was like bullied for doing social media, doing YouTube. Of course, my videos back then were a little different. I, you know, was growing into myself, and I don't think that they were, I was a very different person than I was then than I am now. But at the same time, you know, going through what I went through then, and like, I'm still, I still, you know, I'm here, I'm home, and I see pictures of people out with these people who I used to deal with such crap from. And it really, it's hurtful and upsetting to me. And it's just things that I have to go through. But just because, but then I put it into perspective, and I try to, I'm like, you know, I have such a loving family, and I do have friends that care about me. And like, and you're not supposed to do that, because you're not supposed to justify those things. You're supposed to just be like, hey, this happened. It sucks. It's a really crappy thing, but like, I got to move forward from it, and it's tough or whatever. But I think everybody has those periods of their life that are like darker periods. And, you know, as you get older, I think you'll be able to look back on those and be more accepting over it. 'Cause for so many years of my life, I like would cover it up and be like, it's fine, you know, like I'm graduated, like I'm done, I can go to college and just like move on. But it's like, no, like that happened, and like that was crappy, and like it still impacts who I am to this day. Not to be like so dark, like I feel like this is so dark, but like,
no, my God, it's real.
Yeah, no, it is real, because I think about it sometimes and I'm like, wow, you know, like high school Brooke like was so much stronger than she thought she was, and I think you're a lot stronger than you think you are listening to this, like whatever you are going through, however big, however small, even if it's just you're in a bad mood today, like you're stronger than you know you are. So
I think maybe what it is I'm not a therapist, but obviously, but I think for you, maybe what it is like, you, when you grad, because I remember when you graduated high school, you were like, oh my God, yes, college, like let's get after it. You like threw yourself into college, and maybe you kind of pushed away some of those feelings. So I think they're probably just resurfacing now that you're back home, because you're just having to like deal with it again. And I for one, like hate that, like hate, like I come home and like if there's issues with my fam, like issues like at my house that I didn't know about because I was at college, and like they come up, I'm like, oh my God, like I went to college, like I don't want to deal with this. And my brother is always like, no, like we're gonna have to deal with this, like you have to, there's issues that are, you know, you just have to feel, you have to feel the feelings, you got to cry it out. Maybe there's, it's gonna be a bad week, maybe it's gonna be a couple days, a couple hours, but like if there's anything Brooke and I preach on here, is that it's okay to like have feelings and like be upset, and no one should ever make you feel bad for having feelings. And if there's people in your life, they're making you feel guilty, like you can just get them straight right then and there. That's happened to me, where I'm like, hey, you should not be upset that I'm upset right now. Like I, like you should feel valid in that.
Yes, completely agree with that. And it's important to feel them and not bury them, because if you're letting every, like if you're appeasing other people and being like, oh, you're right, I shouldn't be sad about XYZ, then that's when you go into like burial mode and like suppressing your feelings and burial stuff, which mode. Is definitely, no, seriously. And like, you shouldn't, yeah, that's true. When you shouldn't. But then I guess I do sympathize with the flip side, which is like, you know, recognize your privilege and like what you do have to be grateful for. 100%. But at the same time, that shouldn't be a replacement for feeling your feelings. That should be like the next step moving forward. I think
I like that.
I talked about this in a Q&A actually that went up today, like facing rejection specifically, like how do you cope with it? And I say like, feel, like grieve, take as long as you freaking need. If it's like a loss of someone in your life, like a friend breakup, a breakup, like whatever, like take your time and then move forward. Like, you know, make an action plan and like do these things, which I don't think necessarily applies to like a bad day, but of course, I guess like little things, mood boosters, if you will. Danielle, obviously we're readers now, journaling, working out. I know it's so cliche. Like, I know everybody says it.
It works,
it's so cliche, you guys, but like after the feeling of getting a good sweat and those endorphins are high, like you almost forget about your problems in a way. I'm not going to say like totally, but it can help.
I would say the best emotion that I like to work out on, if I like to be angry when I work out. Like there was a period, I think it's when I got into spit. I don't really.
In Athens or home?
It was home. Like, it was like when I was in high school and I was dealing with like F-boys, if you will.
Oh.
Junior year of high school. And I would just get, like, so mad because these guys thought they were, like, all that and a bag of chips. True. And that I was just, like, available. And it would piss me off. So I would, like, go work out and just, like, go to a workout class. And then I'd come out and, like, I just, like, I don't even care if they did respond or not. Like, I was, like, I just, you just feel so good. And I dealt with this a little bit in college, too, where you're just, like, you just feel like a boss in that mm-hmm. workout class or yep. working out, and it's like, wait, why do these people matter? Like, oh yeah. my god, like, you just feel so sure of yourself.
And I think if that apply cardio specifically for me, but, like, you know, go for a run if you don't have a gym right now or whatever, because I know corona is very much a thing. But yeah, it definitely helps to and I hate being that person, because if I was listening to this, I'd be like, yeah, Brooke, I get it, working out or whatever. But when you are in that, you know, and when you're tense like that too, it just helps to kind of, like, get it out.
Yeah, I will say, so, like, that's definitely a great point. Like, when I'm sad, I mean, it depends on what kind of sad I am.
True.
But when I'm sad, sometimes I just need to get in my car and listen to sad music, like, and just cry, because I hate crying in my room here because my family can hear me and they feel bad. I'm like, no, don't, like, I'm fine. I just need to cry.
I feel,
like,
oh, we'll go for a drive. I feel that. You got to get out and just, zip around no matter where
sad
you go.
Sad music
or
hits.
If you have, like, a parking spot or whatever, yeah. I actually really feel that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I usually like to drive somewhere and then park, because crying and driving is not safe. Not that.
No, but you're, like hysterical yeah. crying and driving. Like, nah.
No, honestly, cars are, like, the most soundproof thing ever, I feel like.
Yeah, and
like,
that's a way to be independent. I feel that, because when I cry in my room, sometimes I'm like, I have a lock on my door, so I honestly do utilize it. But at the same time, I feel there is definitely some noise that leaks, so.
No, I know. It's like, like, hear the whimpers, and my mom's like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I really, like sometimes you just want to cry alone and, like, just, like, deal with it on your own. And, like, that's it. Whatever you got to do. But, like, cars are a great escape, or, like, go in your backyard, front yard, like, crying is just underrated, truly.
Just let it release. Yeah.
Let it rip. Like, let honestly, rip. Like, sometimes, like, I, like, think I'm strong and I think I'm toughing it through. And then my mom will, or someone will be like, are you okay?
No. Oh, that's when you hit the breaking point. I feel that, too. I got so triggered so easily the other day. Like, my parents said something and I, like, literally was like, boom. And then I, like, ran upstairs and I was like, that's it. It's amazing when you're in that mood where you're like, I could snap at any second. Like, how easily you can get triggered. Yeah.
It's quite funny. But it's good.
It is good. So I think, it's just, like, important to feel, basically. Let it feel your
let
things.
It rip.
And if you don't have, like we said, if you don't have this person to, like, go and, like, talk to and stuff, I do a lot of journaling and, like, things like that too, because I would say, like, Danielle, for I have you, I have Mariah, and then I would say I have probably my mom. Like, I don't have many people that I would feel comfortable, like, spilling everything and just, like, complaining, because I have I have great friends, but they're more like friends, like, positive friends. It's not necessarily like, hey, I'm gonna call you and, like, do you care if I just, like, say, like, they'd be like, what are you we've never done this before, you know? So I think it's okay to deal with it on your own too, in a way.
Yeah. And yeah, no, I'm glad you said that, because there's honestly days where I'm, like, so sad, but, like, for whatever reason, I feel like literally no one will get it. And I just don't want to talk to anyone. I'm like, there's no one in my life I could talk. But that's so not true. But sometimes there's certain things that you just don't feel comfortable sharing with someone.
I get that.
Cry,
I get that. You just have to, like, overcome it by yourself, which obviously levels here. Like, if it's something, like, serious, like, you definitely need to bring that up to someone. We're not experts here, so that's not like, what we're advocating for.
But sometimes there's like Brooke said, we're talking on, like, a lower scale of just, like, bad days. And also something, like, I don't know, I feel like I always preach, like, just, like, get a better day, like, boost your mood. But, like, I understand that, like, sometimes you're just gonna have a bad day. And I saw this quote, and it said, basically, just, like, paraphrase, it's annoying when people tell you to get in a better mood, because I know that. I hate when my brother's like, Danielle, just, like, get in a better mood. Like, that's just not possible. So instead of focusing on having a good day, just focus on having a day. Just be good to yourself. Mm-hmm. Wear comfy clothes. Don't give up. Just, like, focus on, like, honestly getting through the day, because I know it's not impossible. I've been able to do it where it's like, okay, let me turn this bad day into a good day. But sometimes you just turn your bad day into a day. Like, just let it be a day.
I like that.
Be easy,
like, neutralizing it. Like, instead of being like, we're gonna flip this day around, like, just be realistic and be like, you know,
yeah, And it's like, and it's, I kind of said this earlier, but it's not a bad day. I mean, it's not a bad life. It's just a bad day. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so easy to get caught up in your feelings and be like, everything sucks. No one likes me. Like, blah, blah, blah. But like, sometimes it's just like a day and you're just going to like feel that. But don't think, like mm-hmm. we said earlier, like tomorrow's going to be just the same.
Yeah. And I think that all ties back to overthinking too, which you should listen to our overthinking episode. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's, I've gotten in that mood too, where I'll have a great day and I'll be laying in bed like, does anyone actually truly like me? Like, it, deep in those like questioning states, and you can't let yourself get there. So that's when you just gotta say,
I am working on it. I don't know about you, but like, ever since we recorded that episode, I've like tried to actively like be like, okay, Danielle, you're overthinking. Mm-hmm. I feel it. Like, let's move on.
I actually feel that. Yeah. When I feel my mind like stretching to places that I don't want it to go, I like just keep myself occupied, which I don't know if that's healthy, but like I occupy it in another way.
I think with overthinking, that is fine. Like, overthinking is just the thief of joy. Like, it is just like, I'll be having such a good day, or I'm like on my grind and I'm like, oh, wait, but this. And it's like, oh my God, Danielle, like, come on.
I know.
It's just so funny. And I also saw this quote that I pulled because I thought it was awesome.
I love the quote.
It's okay to be in a bad mood, but don't unpack and live there. Cry it out and then refocus on where you're headed. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, I really like that.
Like, don't unpack and live there. Like, just like feel it for a second. Maybe like stop by for the day and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was interesting.
I really like where the like social media is headed with the normalization of like having bad days and things like that. And I really think we are headed in that direction, like what you just said with that TikTok trend. And I think, I don't know if that's the algorithm, like the side of TikTok I'm on, people are very honest, and I like go to their mm-hmm. profile and they're not like social media people, they're just like being honest, and I'm like, this is really awesome. And I really like the direction that the world is kind of headed in, where it's like everybody has their crap, for lack of a better phrase. Everybody has it, like, you know, that's just the way it is.
It's definitely something that I'm working on. Like, I really like my channel because it's an outlet for me to be more positive and inspire people. But then I also know that sometimes it may seem like I'm always like that when I'm not. So I'm mm-hmm. trying to like find that balance. Brooke does an amazing job at it and being real.
Almost a little too negative sometimes. I feel like I'm like, oh, I'm crying. Like, let me pull out the camera. But at the same time, I know that's why people watch my channel, because they're like,
I'm
struggling in my life too. And and I understand how it could be like, two things. Like, if people are watching your channel, like, oh, I come to your channel for positivity, I understand that is one thing. But I could also understand how it could be almost triggering for someone to watch someone who's always happy, because it's like unrelatable in a sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's just not how life is. Everybody has bad days. Everybody has stuff happen to them. Like, if your life is just perpetually, I mean, I want to meet that person where your life is just perpetually positive, please. Because I can't even think of one person that I know. Like, everyone I know has something that they're dealing with, whether it be work, whether it be, you know, relationship stuff, family, like or even just like self discovery, self development. Like, everyone has their stuff that they're working on, and I think you're always a work in progress. So
yeah, and that kind of goes into like comparing yourself, like kind of going back to my freshman year of college. I was convinced that everyone was thriving. Mm-hmm. All the other girls in my pledge class, my sorority, were like living their best life, and they found their friend group, and I was the only one that like wasn't fitting in or wasn't feeling myself. Yeah. And then that's how Delaney and I became such good friends. And then like, after Delaney and I met, we met other girls in our sorority and like just other people at UGA that were like, oh my God, freshman year was the worst. Like, I literally bounced from friend group to friend group. I didn't know like who was really my friend. I, you know, for lack of a better word, I wasn't in a group chat or like whatever. And I was like, wait, you hated like everything too? Like, that is just so like, honestly, it makes you feel better.
It
and
does.
So it's so easy to compare yourself. Like, there's YouTubers, there's bloggers that I like aspire to be, and then like they say one thing, you're like, whoa, like you felt like that? Like, I had no idea. Like, mm-hmm. everyone, like Brooke said, everyone has their own struggle.
Yeah. Or even people that we're friends with that you see everything one way on social media, and then like we know stuff that's going on behind the scenes, and it's pretty crazy, honestly. So just know that, like, and that's even with our friends that share a lot of stuff. So I get that.
Oh yeah, totally. Like, everyone's like dealing with their own shit, and like, to be honest, like, it is hard to put your whole life on the internet. So like, people like try our best, like we try our best, but sometimes at the end of the day, like, you just like want to sit in your room and cry. Like, it's just,
I get
like,
that. No, I do get that, because also once you put something out there, you can't take it back. So if I'm like sitting there crying over something so stupid, like, people are gonna see that forever, and it's something that I take the risk, I guess, of doing. But I completely understand why people, you know, don't want to do that. They want their channel to be a happy place or whatever. But
And I'm not like defending anyone. I'm just kind of like putting into perspective for people, like, they might seem like they have their life together, but like they do have their own struggles.
Totally.
Some people are more comfortable doing that. I've gotten way more comfortable. I would have never talked about my period problems even like 3 months ago, honestly, but I don't know. Unless it was sponsored. Yeah, that's true.
I think we both did period videos at one point.
Oh my god, I remember one time, I can say this now, but like a company literally tried to get me to name my vlog A Week in My Life on My Period. Like, are you kidding
me? Also, just who would click on that?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but even my biggest supporters are gonna be like, what the hell?
I don't know.
No, I get that. It's funny when brands make you have to do stuff that, no, but I've definitely done the period stuff. I did like my first period story. I was like, why am I doing this right now?
I know. It's definitely like, but it usually like makes people feel better. So I don't really know. So just know I'm learning, Brooke's learning. We're all working on it at our own pace, but it's also a good thing to keep in mind. Like when I find myself getting jealous of like someone I watch on YouTube or someone's Instagram, I'm like, wait, but like she probably posed for that photo like actually 11 times and that's okay. But just like, yeah, have that. And even like with my photos, like I post my best photo. Brooke posts her best photo.
And it's so easy, like you just said, to smile and fake past it. Not saying that that's always. But yeah, it is. And you post your best photo. I think people look different in photos than they do in person. We were going to do, actually, next week's episode is going to be all about body positivity. Like,
yeah, I'm excited.
I don't love that phrase, body positivity. Maybe we could work on another
body
phrase. I've heard body neutrality is something that people say, because instead of being like, I love my body, being like, I'm okay with my body, I think that's more realistic.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Or we could just talk about like confidence in general. We'll talk about that next week. But it is true. You did like what you said, the photo challenge or whatever. That not everybody, it's so easy to go outside and like take a quick Instagram and then like go upstairs and like take your makeup off. Like I've done that too, even where I'm like, you fake that you're having this like perfect day. Not fake, because I'm not trying to fake it, but like I'll be like, oh, I have to get an Instagram picture today. So you get all glam for it and then you go back in your room and hide under the covers. Like it's not.
Oh yeah. No, it happens.
So social media is definitely, I hate the word toxic for in terms of describing the whole thing, but it can be not the healthiest place to go to if you're also having a bad day. So maybe try to do a break from social media of sorts if you're
if you're feeling in the mood to compare yourself to others, or you're just not feeling amazing about yourself, don't go on social media. That's where I will pull out a book and read a book and take myself out of my own reality and watch someone else's, or I'll watch like a Netflix show. I think that's kind of the best thing. So
yeah, well, that was it. Not so much like hot tips or whatever, because I don't think there's such a thing as like do XYZ and then you'll feel better. Unless someone has that formula, please let me know.
LMK.
you so get it true. Though you get it, and
oh, I get it.
Everybody's life online is definitely like a filtered version of their reality, so you just have to know that when you're looking at beautiful models and stuff, that they too have bad days.
They have some of the worst days, I'm sure. Like everyone's got their times. So we are going to answer some questions now that you guys asked on Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. I'm glad we're implementing this again, because it's a fun time to just like check in with everybody.
It is. And there's usually some of the questions that are the most asked, are the ones that we'll try to get to, but definitely follow us at Gals on the Go podcast. You guys know, that's where we'll do all of this. So the first question, I guess, is, there's a lot of questions about like dealing with jealousy with friends. And we kind of talked about this in the episode, not even so much as comparing yourself, but like direct jealousy. Do you deal with this / how, what do you do?
I like this question. I mean, yeah, we both do.
Oh yeah. Not even so much as with, I mean, of course I think naturally we do it with each other, but it's more so much as with other people too. So
yeah, that's what I meant. I Brooke and I are pretty like, no, I don't mean it like that. I mean like jealous of like our other friends, and like her and I will like talk about it, or like, you know, you can easily get jealous of like other people's points in their lives. Like they're like I am so jealous that Brooke is getting to move to New York City, but I also know that she's already done the 4 years of college, and she's done that. She's a couple years older than me, so like I will get there eventually. And it's like so easy to compare yourself in that realm. That's definitely something I deal with, like jealous of other people's points in their life, or like jealous of like freshmen in college that are just getting to start, or like whatever it may be.
Yeah, and I think I get that way with social media too, in terms of not comparing myself with the numbers, but I think like what people are doing and stuff too. You know, if people get really cool opportunities and you're like, well, I you know, I could have gotten that too, probably. Like, why didn't I get that?
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. And of course you want it, like, it's so sick because it's like you want to be really happy for your friends that are doing really cool things on or offline. But I think it's natural for everyone to feel a sense of jealousy. But you have to, like, recognize that and be like, hey, this is a feeling of jealousy. This isn't out of spite. I love this person. I care for this person. And this is a jealous thought. And, like, kind of, like, get rid of it.
Oh, for sure. Because, like, I'll put in perspective, like, if a friend, like, does, like, a really cool opportunity that I wish I got, I try to take that and be like, oh, my God, like, I'm literally so excited for them. And, like, kind of by, like, being so happy for them, it kind of starts to manifest maybe you getting a similar opportunity. Instead of, like, being sad and upset about it, that's going to get you nowhere. Instead, like, uplift them, hype them up in the comments, or, like, I'll text friends. Like, or, like there's been times where you've gotten to work with a brand that you've always wanted to work with, and I'm like, go off, sis. So, like, it's just, like, you have to, like, recognize, like, wow, this brand is actually, like, a big deal for this person. Like, yeah, it'd be cool if you got that, but that person, like, has literally dreamed of working with that brand, or, like, just makes sense or whatever it may be, and that'll be something that you get that they don't. And, like, this, I guess, is more of an influencer thing.
It doesn't even have to be that way, though. It could be with school, with, you know, you see
jobs.
I felt that a lot with jobs. But when you see your friends doing cool stuff or whatever, or your friends are thriving maybe in one regard that you're not doing so well in, in one area of your life, I know it's easy to be bitter and be the bitter friend, but that's going to get you nowhere. And, like we just said, like, the negative cycles and stuff. So I think being able to recognize, I know Danielle and I could do this pretty well. Like, we can be like, hey, we're saying this not because we're, like, haters, but because we're jealous. So, like, we're jealous, move on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I literally said this to Brooke the other day. I was, like, mad about something. I was like, I am literally saying this because I'm jealous. Like, I know I'm jealous.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just going to, like, leave it at that. It's kind of crazy how it can – and it's – I've learned it so well that, like, sometimes people will comment, like, really mean stuff on my posts, or, like, I hear a friend said something about me and I'm like, I just know it's, like, out of jealousy. Like, you just have to kind of, like, remind yourself, and, like, jealousy is just so annoying, but it happens. I get so jealous of my friends that live in the same city of their boyfriends. Like, I get so jealous. I'm like, wow, they can literally hang out every day. But then I'm like, you know, like, half the time out of the year I'm in the same city as my boyfriend and, like, everything's fine and, like, I'm thankful to have him in my life, but, like, I'm just so jealous of that couple that gets to hang out. But I don't even like to hang out with my boyfriend every 24/7, so it's like you have to, like, kind of bring yourself back in.
Yep. And remind yourself of that. I like that we talked about that, because I think that's something a lot of people deal with.
And that's just something you can't really get rid of. Like, it's just gonna come up in your
absolutely
life.
Not
how to deal with it.
I mean, I know even, like, moms deal with it. Like, I literally know a parent thing, and that's, like, keeping up with the Joneses and, like, that whole bit of, like,
bad.
Oh my gosh, I'm, like, stressed to be, like, a parent and, like, deal with all that.
It's kind of the worst.
Next question. This is for you, Danielle. Feelings about going back to school, I guess. Did you even talk about, like, that you are going back?
I feel like when I recorded last week's episode, Georgia hadn't sent out the emails. Like, the day after, Georgia sent an email saying that we will be returning on the same day. I think it's, like, August 20th. And then we actually have a meeting tonight with our sorority about, like, how recruitment's going to go. I mean, as a student, I'm so beyond excited that we're going back. I know there's, like, mixed reviews. And, like, obviously, there's no perfect way to go about it. But, as a senior, going into senior year of college, like, I'm beyond excited that I'm going to be able to go back to school. If it gets switched, I mean, as of now it's in person and they're going to do, like, social distancing. They're, like, figuring out new class plans and they're giving each student actually two masks and a thermometer, which I think is really
cool. Wow. That's cool.
As of now, I don't think they're requiring us to wear masks on campus. I kind of think it'd be cool if they made us wear them because then no one would feel awkward.
That's great. Yeah. That's the thing with, like, these mandatory masks. Like, it just, if you do it, it makes, like, the people who want to wear them feel more comfortable too, because then it's like, you don't want to be the only one. Like, it's kind of,
I feel a little awkward, which you shouldn't.
You should not.
Point.
But I get, I could understand that in a campus setting that could be rather difficult.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit of a mix. We'll see. Who knows what it'll be like in, like, 2 months when we are back. I really don't know. But, I mean, for me, either way, like, I have a lease that I can't break in the fall. So, like, either way, I will be living in Athens in my apartment. Like, that's a lot of money to be lost. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind if some of my classes went to online. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. But I am excited. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I think it will be, like, one of those things that, like, you'll just have to see, and it's unpredictable. But At least you have a loose plan, so.
Yeah, and what they're doing is we're, like, after Thanksgiving break, like, we just don't go back to in-person classes. So I think that's smart. It's avoiding a lot of
online finals.
Traveling. Yeah, I mean, that's not bad with me.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Another question. See someone else. Yeah. Danielle's post-college plans. Actually, on Instagram Live the other night, I kind of said in a perfect world what my post-college plans would be. So, like, I don't know. I'll just say that. Post-college plans would be that I graduate in May, and then I, like, come back home. Oh, my thing almost fell. And then I want to travel a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit. And then, like, move to New York City. I mean, like, if I were to decide tomorrow, that's what it would be. And Brooke and I would be, like, recording in person together.
So good.
And, like, going to events. And, like, hopefully, like, things will be, like, a little bit back to normal.
Yeah.
They definitely should be by next. Yeah, hopefully. But that's kind of, like, the goal. And then, like, settling down somewhere in, like, a suburb city. I don't really know, but that's like the loose plan. But I'm not, and I guess, yeah, just like doing YouTube and podcast, because I mean, like, I'm so thankful to have Brooke to like kind of look to simple. Like see. Yeah, it's so funny because I, if you think about it, like, I'm basically following everything you've literally done, and it's not because and like I don't want people to think I think we're just very similar.
We are, and I'm older, like, that's just, we're very similar, and I just happen to be 2 years older, so it's
I do laugh though. I mean I definitely went, like, I found Georgia because of you. It was not on my radar, so like that one, it's just so funny. I went to Georgia, went KD, moving to New York City post grad to do YouTube. It's just, it is funny, but I mean, I'm okay with it as long as you are.
I'm more than okay with it. Everyone gets inspired by other people, like, whether you want to admit it or not, you know what I mean? So
yep, I think as long as you're like admitting that you're inspired, but I do not like when people just think they can just get away with, like, just say you were inspired by them, like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's so evident to me, and I wonder if it's evident for other people online, like, things that, and I get it with like certain friend groups and stuff, it's just natural, you know, just like you and me, like, we're into the same thing, so we're gonna maybe end up dressing the same, like, we have our nails the same right now, like, I get it, but sometimes it's like you gotta just say that you were influenced by someone, because otherwise it's awkward to not say it.
Yeah, I don't really know, that's like a whole other thing, but that just also gets funny. Like, I don't care if I am inspired by, so I bought the pair of shoes I'm wearing right now, I bought because of Lauren Elizabeth, but I literally am like saying like it was because of her. Not that you should have to say that necessarily, but I think there's a time and a place, especially in the influencer world. I don't really
definitely know, definitely yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
So that would be cool. I mean, I hope everything, but at the same time, you guys, please keep in mind with Danielle's plans, I'm gonna give you a preface, because when I was going into my senior year, what my plan was so different than what actually happened.
Yeah.
So I think it's important. Like, I understand why people are asking your plans. I think that's valid, and like, they're allowed to ask that. But at the same time, if you don't stick to it, it's not the end of the world. So.
Oh, no, exactly. And I think that, like, and I'm okay with that. I'm kind of just like, that's why I'm like, for a while, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to move to New York City, but like, I'm just like in a New York City vibe, but like, tomorrow I might not be. Like, my mind changes all the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just kind of like I have a couple places in my head that I'd be okay with living, and like, I'm just gonna see how the wind takes me. I totally do feel though that like, if I want to live in New York City, I should do it like ASAP Rocky, not like in 5 years. Like,
yeah,
I'd rather be there when I'm younger, just like you. But yeah, you thought you were gonna move to New York City, and then you got a job in Boston instead, so it's just like kind of different.
It is.
I think I've just learned, and like, obviously by watching Brooke, is that getting a typical 9-to-5 job right now wouldn't be the best for my time. I'd do better financially just like doing my own thing, but I definitely want to do something else. So if that's still spin instructing or just kind of finding another hobby for sure. But yeah, I'm just like, I just realized I'm about to go to my senior year of college, and I know you experienced this. Like, I'm just about to get asked so many times what my plans are. So I gotta have like a spiel ready.
No, you can, but I think the way that you are going about it, like, this is, hey, that's my goal, is different than being like, hey, this is my plan. Because like,
yeah, that's true.
You don't have a plan yet, and that's okay.
It's so funny though. People get so nervous. Like, so, like, can I ask what your plans are? Like, even when I talk to people, I'm like, can I ask? Like, you probably don't know, but like, it's fine. But like, it's just something to talk about these days with people. So.
It is. Especially if they're working an internship this summer. Like, that taught me. I know for me specifically, the internship that I did that summer, it taught me a lot about what I wanted in a job, what I didn't want a job. You know, what I wanted in young adulthood, stuff like that. So I think it is reasonable to ask, but. I always like to ask. I remember like when my mom would ask other like older people's kids and it was no problem. But then she started like asking my friends and she would be so cautious about it. Like what you said, like, hey, can it's okay if you don't have an answer. I'm just like wondering. And it is it's best to ask like that, though, because otherwise it seems a little nosy. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you have to approach it that way. Kind of like, it's okay if you don't. Like, it's just something to talk about. Let's be real.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, small talk.
Yes. So I'm excited to see what's to come. And obviously, we'll keep you, you'll keep us updated along the way with all
updates.
Okay, best. And then we'll end on this one. I just thought it was fun. Best slash favorite, like, summer drinks. And I thought this would be cool for, like, alcoholic, non-alcoholic. Like, what have you been sipping on lately? I just saw that asked a lot.
No, I'm so here for that. I think can we do cocktail and seltzer? Like, can we like do that?
Yeah.
Cocktail and canned beverage.
Hand beverage? Did you just
canned.
Oh, I thought you said hand beverage. I was like, all beverages all beverages are hand beverages.
What? What are you talking about? No. Yeah. So what's your cocktail lately?
Honestly, we have not been doing any crazy cocktails, but I have really been liking the so I guess my alcoholic just in general is a seltzer, and it's the High Noon seltzers. Have you tried these?
Yeah, they're good.
They're different than, like, I love Bud Light seltzer still, of course, but Bud Light seltzer is a true seltzer. High Noon, you have to buy at a liquor store, at least here in New York, because it's made with vodka and soda. So it's, I find that it's stronger. The pineapple flavor's bomb.
It is stronger.
Yeah, I haven't been drinking that much, though. So that's the only reason why I don't have, like, a cocktail fave.
Yeah, I was drinking a lot at the beginning of quarantine. Can't lie. I have only drank in once this week. I'm actually twice. I had one glass of rosé and then I had sangria last night.
Ooh, sangria's yum.
Yeah, I was on a thing where I was like actually having a glass of wine every night because whatever, but now I'm not doing that. Hee hee.
Look at you. Wait, so what's yours? You have a seltzer fave and then a cocktail?
Yeah. Why did I say that? I don't even have one. Well, I guess I really like hard kombucha. It's been really yummy. I like drinking. I've just been drinking kombucha on its own because it makes me feel a little tipsy for some reason. It just hits me. But hard kombucha is really good because it just has like a little alcohol in it. So you're like, ooh, like I feel like kind of like I'm doing good to myself. But like, also like it's kombucha. But then also for a cocktail, I always love a good Moscow Mule. But then I also really like sangria for summer. Sangria in the summer is just so lovely. I can't make it at home. Like I'll get it like if we've gone out to eat a couple times and like I've ordered a sangria.
Yum. I love the fruit in it. The fruit in it gets stiff. Yeah.
Oh, and like eating the orange, like it's just soaked in the sangria.
Yeah. The apples. So I love
those. Oh, the apples so good. And then a Pinot Grigio. Love it.
I like Pinot Grigio too for my choice of wine. I guess non-alcoholic. What have you been drinking non-alcoholic? Do you drink anything specialty? I know we love LaCroix, but besides like a seltzer.
That's hard. I was literally about to say LaCroix. I like literally drink, like, especially if my stomach hurts, like I'll drink a LaCroix.
Really? So
to like the carbonation.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, LaCroix is so good because it, oh, okay, not LaCroix. I mean, kombucha.
Yeah.
Coffee. What about you?
Yeah, iced coffee with, if I'm doing it at home, just like with a little bit of almond milk, water. I really like, I don't have like too many day beverages besides water. Like if I'm feeling fancy, I'll do like a seltzer or something, but really not much.
Yeah, I'm not someone like, I feel like you're the same. Like if I go out to eat, I'm not like, can I get a nice tea? Like,
me neither. I get water. Same. Yeah.
With a little lemon. Get soda. It fills you up. I mean, unless you're getting like an alcoholic beverage, it's like water is like the main, or coffee in the morning.
Yeah. Some people like, I know it's like indulgent to them when they go out to eat, they like get a Coke or something and they're like, I'm like treating myself or whatever. I've never been one of those people.
I think it, I don't want to say it's a Southern thing, but a lot of my friends at school definitely like be like, can I get a Coke? It's like a thing, not to roast any of my friends, but I think it's like soda. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As like a specialty thing. I don't know anybody that regularly drinks like soda, actually. Do you?
I don't, but there are people.
I know there. Oh, I'm no shade. But then I have the friends that are like, they try to be better. So then they like reward themselves with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, I do have a couple of friends that like drink Diet Coke every day. A couple.
Really?
And it's like their thing. Yeah. It's like, but they don't drink coffee.
Gotcha. So like, does that have, I need to know the caffeine equivalency between a soda and a, like, I need to know
what the difference is. It has to be less because I feel way more energized after coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also, I've also been drinking, so I usually have coffee in the morning, and then I'll have either kombucha or green juice sometime in the day. So that's a lie. I do have some beverages I like.
Yeah, I've never been one of those people to have, like, multiple beverages, or, like, on my, you know what I mean? Like, if I have more than a coffee and a water, like, I'm not going to drink all of them. I know some bloggers, they'll be like, the lineup, and it's like, kombucha, yeah. Green juice, coffee, water, seltzer.
Dude, I was just
thinking
like, that.
What?
Like, dude, I like, don't do that, but, like, throughout a day, I do have a lineup, and I'm noticing that as we speak, and I think that is why I pee so much. So, that's that on that.
Oh, also, I confirmed because, okay, so Danielle pees a lot, and I don't pee at all, and I confirmed that it's a genetic thing because my family has strong bladders. Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God. And I mean, at least my mom has a very small bladder. So there it is.
Oh, I mean, did I say we have large bladders or small? I meant that we have.
You said strong.
Strong. Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I didn't mean size. Sorry. I don't really know what our bladders look like, but like.
No, I don't know. I if mean, that like has to do with size or strength or whatever. Actually, that's a really good question. But Danielle consistently going to the bathroom, like whenever we make it, which is fine. You never like take up too much time, but like, and you'll be like, Brooke, you don't have to pee. And I'm like, no. Like
I mean, that. I have two water cups next to me. I like drank my venti iced water, so I'm like onto my cup. Really, I don't really know. No, I remember when I was staying with Brooke in February, I like peed like actually four times in an hour. Brooke was like, do you have a UTI? I was like, no, I don't. And you're like, no, you do. I was like, no, I don't. Like, I know what a UTI
feels
like.
No, because I've only peed that much ever when I had a UTI. When I was like, wow, I'm like, I can't stop peeing. But it's not a lot. You know what I mean? It's just like a little bit each time. So
it's a bad trait, but like, whatever.
No, it could be worse. Oh my gosh. It's...
This is such a fun episode. This has gone all over the place, and I'm here for it.
I know. We talked about... What was the one? Oh, movie talking. That's what we talked about.
Movie talking. That was a good one. Movie talking.
Movie talking. We'll have to do a poll or something. People are definitely going to roast.
We actually need to do a follow-up of this episode and do a poll the next day.
We will. But we hope you guys enjoyed just chatting it up. Be sure to follow us. Oh, if you made it to the end, you got to rate us. Danielle's challenging everyone.
The rating challenge. Go on iTunes, rate us 4 to 5 stars. I hate to ask for 5. You can do the 4 if you feel there's things we need to work on. Try
you can
10K.
Do 4.
I mean, I just feel as if we have
I know.
Let me check where we're at right now, but 10K by the end of the summer would be chill because some of my favorite podcasts have 10, and so it'd be really cool to be up in the works with them. Let's see what we're at. I don't really know. On iTunes. So if you listen on iTunes, like, hit us up. If you don't listen on iTunes, maybe go on iTunes and rate us. Also cool.
Or if you follow us on Spotify, I think make sure you just hit follow because that's how you get it, like, in your feed. I noticed this way you don't have to look us up every Wednesday. Like, we just get, you'll get, like, a little, what? What are you
6.1. We're at 6.1.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
that means at least 100 people rated us. So honestly, thanks.
Thanks, guys. And if you feel like, if you feel the kindness in your heart, just remember what we talked about, the manifestation.
Remember what we talked about. Anyways, my mic is about to die, so we must end before it ends abruptly. We love you guys.
Love you guys. We'll chat next week. Bye.
Bye.